How's it going out there? My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Yes, you're in fact listening to another fantastic edition of the Carolyn and Joe Show.
We are joined today with special guest Carlos.
Thank you. Hi.
I love that.
Dude. That was eager, right?
I love it though, man. I love the eagerness. Welcome back to the show again, man. It was great having you last week.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Time has passed. I'm a little bit now I'm not as mad about the Mac PC. Mac PC part. You got me more rejuvenated towards the angst and the anxiousness against P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, Sean Combs, haha, whatever.
I'm glad
whatever
I was able to do
the
whatever
main thing to know in the Mac versus PC argument.
No.
Is that your project matters more than what equipment
exactly
you're using.
It's always based on software too, man. It's software. It should be more like Adobe. Yes. I understand Final Cut versus Avid. I understand that there's a battle there or someone else using other software.
Like,
and stuff
all
like
the
that.
Computers are capable of doing most of the same stuff.
Good
so
for you
guys.
So
it's really all about it's all about your concept and your execution.
Nice.
But Carlos, you brought up a question that I feel that we have not answered yet, but we were talking about music videos and we're talking about, like, you were saying that rock musicians have better music videos than hip hop. And I had a conversation with one of my fellow filmmakers on the way down to a shoot. That was the same exact discussion of saying basically who has the better music videos now. Who does, man? Like,
yeah, I could pretty much picture the facial expressions of a lot of friends I grew up with and my cousins and whatnot. But you know, screw you guys too. straight up,
they're gonna listen to this too, and they're gonna hear what you have to say.
Oh,
you have something to say.
They will know. I mean, to me, I think, you know, I would say that hands down. Rock music, rock as a genre, has had better music videos, hands down. And I doubt that rock has poured as much money into the production of music videos. But, you know, I don't know. I don't have the numbers on that.
Yeah.
We can pretty much confirm it because, like, any, like, rap video has just money flying in the air.
Yeah.
I mean, right there, you're spending some money right there.
Let's break it down in the past couple years.
DJ Ski.
I like that. DJ Ski.
Yeah, they make it rain a lot in music videos. I don't know who sweeps it up. I don't know who keeps it.
For both of you guys.
I would just be putting it in my pocket.
For both of you guys, have there been, what videos have, like, in the past couple years, even in the 2000s or whatever, that have had an impression on you? Like, would you say that's why rock or that's why hip hop has a better, or, you know, I don't know, pop music has a better?
Check out my grill.
One thing, because there's one artist that I felt like was possibly the heavy hitter that might tip the scales of hip hop possibly having better videos, and I said it was Kanye. Mm-hmm. Because he has pretty freaking awesome and inventive videos, but then. His name is Simon, one of the guys I produced with, he basically just flat out and just said that you can't even count Kanye in hip hop. He's barely hip hop right now. He's too much of this overall big giant pop icon to be like one sided or not.
Yeah.
Is that something that maybe you guys, is there anyone else?
That sounds a little biased. And you know, no disrespect to your friend. Kanye definitely is hip hop. He, good for him for trying different things or whatnot, and he's not everyone's cup of tea, you know, mine included sometimes.
Yeah.
But, nah, come on. Kanye definitely is hip-hop. He does a lot of work with artists that aren't household names.
So that is, but then that is a valid point of him being a heavy hitter. His videos could outshine a rock.
I think the best thing that Kanye did for his for that aspect of his career in terms of, you know, his music videos, because they do get talked about. The best thing that happened to him was losing to that European video director dude.
What do you mean losing?
He lost
an MTV Europe video award.
He lost to someone. And then he did, you know, what he always does, sore loser.
He loses a lot,
doesn't
he?
Mine was the best. And then, like...
Oh, God.
Doesn't he lose a lot?
I mean, I think they're scared to have him lose nowadays. But anyway...
You need to make him human.
I don't know. Like, the exchange between the two was enough for them to, I don't know, work together on the next... on Kanye's next music video.
Yeah.
Which is around the time that...
Which video was this?
That was... Man, I know the song. I think I forgot the title though, cause I like Kanye. I'm just not that big.
How does the song go?
It featured T-Pain.
Was it The Good Life? That's not the name of the song.
It.
Is that the one that has all the typography?
All the typography.
The one that's
exactly.
Like the on
like
the
that.
Bay or
yeah. And has all
VA.
The cities that they go to.
Exactly.
I like that.
It was good that he insulted the dude and the dude responded.
I didn't know that was the guy he insulted that they joined up.
It was him.
That's good, man.
It was a good team up. It was a creative video and not one that you see a lot in hip hop because that's why I give it to Rock without a doubt. Rock has innovation and creativity. Hip hop has a recipe.
But what does,
yeah, it's like the same old stuff. You got the girls with the booty shaking, and you got the money flying, and the grills, and the car, and the guns, and the hand gestures.
Well, what does Rock have, though? What's their cliche?
Because Rock does have girls on cars.
Do they have girls steal girls on
or
cars?
At least in the 80s, they did.
Yeah, like this day and age.
Poison style.
That's the one thing I was trying to think of. Is like I can't really think
of. I don't know. I don't really,
really
honestly
besides
watch.
Besides My Chemical Romance's videos, I can't think of another.
Look, typography and like mixing in animation. That's something you'll find in rock music.
Yeah,
that's true.
They did
a lot of that before.
Yeah,
but this day and age, I feel like there's no one. That's...
But look, when you mention what music video in the last couple years, you know, kind of stood out to you, I would have to go further back actually. Like one of the last videos that I immediately wanted to watch again as soon as it ended was Radiohead.
Which one?
Karma Police.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I mean,
I can't say that
90s,
I've seen
man.
That.
That's 90s.
I know it's late 90s, right? And it's like
I know the song, but I haven't seen the video.
Oh, the music video. It's hard to get more simplistic. It was just a concept. You know, you got to imagine not that much money was used to make it. But it's like that to me is what a music video is and should be.
Yeah.
Karma Police by Radiohead. If you're curious, check it out. And it's just one that stays with you.
Yeah.
And it's like it doesn't matter what part of the video you're in. If you see 2 seconds or like a frame of it, you know exactly what music video it is.
Yeah.
Rock will give you that. You know, hip hop, not so much.
And I can always support if I'm going to say who has like for me. Music video, this band that has always had great music videos that always means something, and it's my favorite band, Rage Against the Machine, has always had devastating music videos that are like basically like just uppercuts to people's like ideals and stuff like that. They're always saying something, and that's something that even like with rock videos today, I don't really see that happening.
You know, rock videos also have the capability of not taking themselves so seriously. Like, for example, like Foo Fighters, a lot of their videos are like really hysterical.
Yeah.
And they can do some serious stuff too, but it's like, yeah, like they can have fun with it and just goof off. And the song can still be pretty rocking. Whereas like hip hop, I feel like it's kind of just like they all, I don't know, they're like all like, oh, we're rich now. And like, you know, they're just throwing money up in the air. And I mean, in reality, like that's like a major contrast to like an urban lifestyle.
Do you think it represents the music though? Is that the type of. The video will represent the music?
The music, do the music videos represent the music?
The song, yeah.
Well, yeah, yeah. I mean, the particular music videos you're referring to, they do reflect the song because, you know, for better for worse, that's just the direction that hip-hop went. Some people blame, the South, once the Dirty South came up, that's the problem.
Who was Dirty South? Name that for people who don't know.
The Dirty South. Kind of started way back with Master P and No Limit.
Oh,
and the other movement was...
I remember Master P.
Yeah, the other movement was Cash Money Records. But, you know, it's like real... I mean, hip-hop fans are gonna, you know, mention, no, don't mention them. Mention Outkast from Atlanta. Yeah. Mention Goody Mob or Scarface or whatever. But I mean, we're talking about just when people say Dirty South, what do you think of? I mean,
Outkast had good videos.
Yeah.
Outkast.
I mean, hip hop has great videos too.
Idlewild or whatever.
Idlewild
movie.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, like that whole movie is basically like a very long music video. And like art direction wise, it looks awesome.
Yeah. You see, I mean, they're capable of it.
They have a vision.
But to say that that's the route that is taken, not so much. I mean, nowadays, the ones who kind of hold the crown down in the South, I mean, just listen to the names. I mean, you have Waka Flocka.
What? I don't even know who that is.
You don't? Okay.
No. Waka Flocka.
Yeah. And, you know.
Do you know who that is, Joe?
That is an awesome name, though.
Have you heard of Waka Flocka?
I mean, I'm not very familiar with it. I'm going to say that. I'm not.
Should we know this person?
I mean.
That's why you're here, Carlos, so you can educate us on
educate
that.
Yeah,
educate us.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, I
all the other
I
ones that
much.
You named, like, I've heard of.
Well, nowadays, you have this young man named Waka Flocka. You got a younger kid named Soulja Boy.
I know Soulja Boy.
Yeah, okay. I like that. They have. I downloaded one of his songs. It was like "Kiss Me on the Phone" or something like that. Yeah,
"Kiss Me Through the Phone."
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Let's see.
That was a good song.
Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
You know him. Obviously, let me see. I guess his label, Drake, is doing things, but Drake is from Vancouver. If I'm
Do you like
mistaken.
Drake?
Is
that because I saw him perform the first time I ever saw him perform live on like the on TV, and I didn't really like his performance all that much.
Yeah, he's maybe not a good performer.
Yeah, like I need the act to perform. Man.
Yeah, see that's the issue with us. That's why, you know, should you know Waka Flocka? I mean, you're fine how you are now because it's, you know, I know
it's an interesting name though. Like if I heard it, I would remember it.
Does Waka
so that
Flocka
means like
mean
I have not
man?
Heard.
I'm gonna tell you one thing about Waka Flocka. A lot of people see him as like the devil who came to ruin hip hop or something.
Really?
Oh my gosh!
Why is that?
I want to listen to this.
I want to know this. Antichrist. I want to know the Antichrist
the
of
Antichrist
hip-hop.
The Antichrist of hip-hop. Basically, he went to the Hot 97 studio in New York.
Yeah.
And we, you know, hip-hop started in New York. It was the cradle of it. So this is like the legendary radio station. And in an interview, I don't know if it was out of frustration, you know, people, you know, they just told him, people are really critical about your lyrical content. Namely because you really don't have any. And you know, he was like,
wait, what does he rap about?
He basically said it like, look, unapologetically, you know, fuck them and fuck lyrics. He's like, fuck all you dictionary rappers.
So that's his statement basically.
Because, you know, it just became, you know, something like repping where you're from and just like bounce music and feel good. And, you know, people didn't like it so much because it was definitely dumbed down from that, you know, acts before.
Yeah.
Not just Biggie and Tupac, but even before that. And, you know, this guy who's like, you know, has songs on the charts and whatever, and people looking at him like, you need to represent better. He's like, fuck you. I don't fuck dictionary rappers. Lyrics don't matter.
So he's like Charles Barkley. He doesn't want to be a role model.
Okay, I mean, sure. if that's what you call a role model. But then obviously a lot of people responded, you know, to that. It was a controversial thing to say, to say that lyrics don't matter in rap. I mean, do they? It's hard to say.
I mean, I think today probably not as much, but then
I think
the ones
lyrics
that do
matter in like any music.
Yeah,
though.
But like, do they? I guess
if you're gonna say something.
Yeah.
Well, there's the thing. It's like there's music and they're selling records.
He sells records, and I'm not mad at Waka Flocka or his success.
That name is fucking awesome.
Yo, yeah, see, now I want to like listen
to
it.
That's why before in the last episode, I was like, it's so important for me to choose the proper DJ name because if I got Waka Flocka, you know, what I mean? People remember that shit.
Yeah,
know?
I mean, it's like there's a lot of videos.
It
reminds
me of Chicken and Waffles.
Yeah, he probably
I want some Chicken and Waffles.
eats those a lot. it's that type of thing. It's the type of guy that is like. If he's successful, and I'm not at all upset of Waka Flocka's success. I'm not. I mean, because he's the first to admit that he doesn't freestyle, can't do it, so don't ask him to. You know, he's like that type of guy.
And that seemed like such
at least
a thing
he's
that
upfront about
that
it.
Almost seems like a rite of passage. It's like, you can't be here unless you can freestyle. But like, I mean, Chuck D isn't a freestylist.
Exactly.
He's a freaking writer.
And aren't there, there are a couple acts in rock, too, that, I mean, they openly say, well, I mean, you can't play the guitar that good.
Yeah, I mean, like punk is based off of how you play as opposed to what you're playing.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I mean, it's but the music videos suck.
Like, what do you mean by suck?
Waka Flocka's music video?
Like YouTube level, like?
No. High production.
Okay.
But I mean, don't think he's going to be in there doing anything creative. Usually what he does is just the camera's like in his face. He's leaning into it and shaking his dreads everywhere. And like, you know, I guess,
I need to check in, man.
Yeah, you got to check him out.
Is that what Little John did too?
Yeah. It's like, you know, that's sorta. But the swag is different with this guy. And like, he's known, he's like, waka, 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 flocka, flocka, flocka. You know what I'm saying? So it's like this raw.
Like he's just barking his name.
Yeah.
But that's like almost bringing back like, who was it?
It was raw.
Even DMX was doing shit where he's just like, he was just fucking barking.
I remember that.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. DMX.
I remember we listened to DMX like in our prom.
Dude, we got some fucking.
We were like at a limo and it was just like gunshots with DMX
I've been wanting to start this prom. Radio show. I want to start radio show with DMX. I just don't have anyone that owns a DMX CD or anything like that.
Hey, I think
but that
you
shit would get you pumped up though, right? If you think about
it. Yeah, it does. What I mean, there's a need for the music. Yeah. Like if you want to get.
Yeah, but I swear, when you first hear the opening track, when you first hear the opening notes. I was like, shut him down, open up shop. Yeah. He fucking pumped up, man. That's it. You just write that. And
so
you know
this Waka Flocka guy, like,
is he doing that?
But like, so you said his music doesn't really have lyrics. So is it like, so it's basically just for the bounce. So does it get you like pumped up and like?
So it's like dance.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
It's like a mix of dance, hip hop.
That type of thing. Because I think at some point, not sure when it happened, but like in terms of like musical ability and talent, you still have people like Kanye West and, you know, I guess Jay-Z and whatnot. But at a certain point, it seems that record labels just started going after people who had notoriety. And like in a city, everyone knows this one hustler or drug dealer or whatever.
Yeah.
Everyone already knows him. He would get the record deal. Because, you know, it's like,
has an audience.
He's a name value.
Exactly. So it's like, I mean, Waka isn't up there to impress you or teach you or anything. It's just Waka, and then the beat is hard and whatever. And I mean, he's making a lot of money. And again, it's like, when you ask me about Drake, about him, it's like, it's all people that I know there's a crowd for them. Drake actually does sit down and write, and he's somewhat lyrical, whatever. They're not in my car, they're not in my iPod, but you know, I'm not against whatever they're doing. I just, their shows suck.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing that like, I feel that like, you know, I've seen a lot performance-wise, I have not seen a lot of good hip-hop live.
Unfortunately. Like
when they bring a performance live.
They just tell you to
live.
Put your hands in the air and it's like, okay.
Yeah,
let's hear some music.
That's the honest truth.
I mean, but there are people who can bring, but the select few who can, they do it well.
Yeah,
because they know what they're doing. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
They know how to put on a show. And I swear to God, Public Enemy is just as fucking rocking as any rock show I've seen.
No doubt.
And it's devastating. I saw them at Rock the Bells.
Which year?
It might be the first year. I'm not sure. But it was the Rock the Bells where Rage Against the Machine was there.
No, it wasn't the first year because you were already talking about the festival beforehand, like previous years.
Well, whichever one was Rage Against the Machine's return.
Yeah.
So, you know, once you find out that Rage Against the Machine is returning, all these people wanted to be on that bill. You know what I mean? So you had Public Enemy. You had all these great guys. But Public Enemy being there, Wu-Tang was on that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even The Roots was on that. It was a great lineup, man. It was $100 well spent. But I didn't know that freaking Public Enemy really freaking
brought
it hard core, man.
Yeah, they go
hard. They put Wu-Tang to shame.
Yeah.
They put him to shame. Wu-Tang, when they were up there, I didn't understand what the fuck was going on, dude.
I'm a Wu baby. Yeah, I mean, Wu-Tang was one of the first acts that, you know, when I was like for real into hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? It's just, I've always been Wu, but they're lazy when they perform it. Unfortunately, or drunk or high, I don't know what it is.
It just felt like it felt like Method Man was doing all the work and he had to carry everybody.
Exactly,
because you know what I mean?
Method is lively, Redman is lively, but Wu-Tang, I've seen them what, maybe five or six times total, and you know, being honest, nah. It's like live now. Nah. You know who comes really hard with it? It's funny to say it. Like A Tribe Called Quest.
Yes.
Will give you an intense show.
I've seen it, man.
Yeah.
I mean, not live, but I've seen video of it.
Yeah.
Because
they get down.
Yeah. It's
Busta Rhymes too.
And also because Tribe, they have, it feels like they have, they're more, it feels like they're connected to their music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I feel like sometimes with the RZA, they're worried about vocal, they're worried about lyrics, but also maybe they're not as connected to if it's just RZA spin, you know what I mean? By
yeah.
himself, because he's, you know, he's producing, so he has he's more connected. It's like if when a guitarist is singing and playing guitar at the same time.
Yeah.
It's like that.
I mean, it's like, maybe it's because, I mean, you know, even the setup of the group. I mean, Tribe Called Quest, you know, had Alicia Hee Muhammad, who's the producer and DJ.
Yeah.
He barely heard him talk.
Yeah.
It was just... Yeah. But it's like a Wu-Tang show always sounds like they don't get out of second gear. It's like they go and then they stop, like the car's jerking.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, just... You don't... I wish they would just flow seamlessly through it. They never did it. Every single time I saw him, it just never happened.
Dude, like, but with Public Enemy, I swear to God, it pretty much was a rock show. Because also their beats are pretty just like... They're hard, fast, like break beats.
Yeah, they are all break beats.
But you know when they're on stage and you know when they left. That's how it was. It's like, you know, so in they're politically driven and they're military. They have a military look and military persona, and it's pretty fierce. So
and Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta give it to no, that crazy.
Flavor
man.
Flav is a fucking amazing hype man.
Yeah,
he's amazing hype. But the thing is, when Public, I didn't even know when Public Enemy was gonna come on stage, and all of a sudden you hear sirens. You just hear, then you hear, boy! They just rush in, and they got, like, their military guys stomping, and, like, they are working the stage.
Yeah.
And what's crazy about their music is that 4 songs went by, you know what I mean? And they just escalate and escalate. Then they're like, whoo, shit, let's take a second there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then they know they had control, and they know that their songs are good. And you know what I mean? It was structured like a rock show.
Maybe the live show will return to hip hop. Maybe,
Maybe it's just the elements. Maybe sometimes it's just, if it's just stuck with DJ, I don't know. Because sometimes I feel like even Jay-Z brought in live band now. You know what I mean? That might be one thing, but I know that Kanye, he rocks the stage by himself and it's pretty good, like by himself. Like all by himself in a light show.
Yeah, I mean, I like that he, you know, does that stuff. You know, it's, I mean, with Kanye, you know he's a fan as well as a participant. So I think he's always gonna be all right. I've never been to a show. I don't know if I ever would be
a Kanye show.
Yeah.
Well, the only show that I've seen,
open to it. Yeah.
The only show that I've seen of his has been the Glow in the Dark tour.
Okay.
And did you ever hear what that basically was, like his setup?
Yeah, yeah. He was doing a lot of cool stuff with the staging itself and with some type of light show. He teamed up with a light.
It was
show
probably
as
the
well.
The most fog you've ever seen, like in your whole entire life.
Yeah.
And it's weird because the show is structured like it's a story. It's weird. It's awesome because it's like, I feel from what I've seen, it's almost like Kanye's journey into space, and he's dropped onto a planet, and this planet needs his help, but he's like, he can't, you know, his songs, like, you know, he uses the sections of the song for him to get through personal things, you know what I mean? So it's like, and then he's talking to a computer, and then the computer talks back, and the computer's like, we need you, Kanye. The people need you. We need you to rise up. It's like, it's weird.
I wouldn't be surprised if Kanye has, like, you know, Green Day has, like, the American Idiot on Broadway?
Yeah.
Like, I would honestly not be surprised if Kanye has, like, a Broadway show within
the
next
5-10 years. Right
now. Oh, really?
Yeah. Without a doubt, that's, you know. And that tour is probably his backstory. The planet he landed on is Earth.
It's
sometimes
crazy.
He carries himself like that, like, you know, you need me. But I'm a fan. I mean, as a producer, you know, he's incredible.
You know what I don't understand? But Kanye did like some live VMA performance. I forget which year this was. Maybe like 4 years ago, and he had like I don't even remember which song. Joe might remember, but he had like Elroy from the Jetsons.
That was Saturday Night Live.
Oh, it was on Saturday Night Live.
And he had an LCD screen projected images behind him.
Yeah, and it was like all images that like relatively went with the song.
This is during the 808 album.
Yeah.
And then like all of a sudden randomly, it was like that little boy from the Jetsons, Elroy.
Yeah.
Was on there, and I was like, what? I was like, I mean, I personally was trying to find a meaning behind it. I don't even know if there is a meaning. There should be, but I was like, what is Elroy doing on there? It had nothing to do with the song, but all the other images like had like a consistent feel.
Yeah.
And then there's like this random Elroy thing.
I completely ignored that album.
Why?
Completely.
Why?
His the album he has out now. I'm curious Twisted? About.
Do you have it?
I don't have
I'll give you a copy of it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll give you a copy of both because
Please
they're actually
do.
Pretty... Well, it, to me...
I know it's good. I know it's better than 808.
Actually, well, it's weird, but it can't exist without 808.
Really?
It's to me, when I look at Kanye's albums, it feels like he's following the path of Daft Punk. Like, when I look at the whole spectrum of it now, like the whole entire spectrum,
yeah,
he's following... Like, it feels like he followed Daft Punk. Because Daft Punk came out, you know, they had, like, it's a really dancey one, right? A really good... Next one, they redefined that track, so now they're well established. Everyone knows who they are. Went in a completely different direction and went with this simplified beep boop pop. But you know, like this really just really simplified. That's what 808 was. It was like a really abstract take, and then again he brought it back.
Yeah,
you know, so I feel like he followed that spectrum in a way. They're both solid. I feel.
So where's Kanye from?
Chicago.
Okay, that's what I thought. Because I always like to know where people are from. Like, I always ask that. I'm always like, Joe, where's this person from?
No, I mean, it helps the perspective.
Because in Virginia, we have what?
Pharrell.
Pharrell. Mm-hmm. I was going to say NERD, but it's the same.
The Neptunes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's
a good... I like that, man.
Teddy Riley.
Also, we have Timberland.
Timberland.
Oh, yeah.
Are you a fan of Timberland?
Missy Elliott.
Missy's from here?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not a fan of Missy Elliott. And it's only because in that one song she does this thing where she does that spit. You know,
what
you know
song
that
is that?
Song?
Yeah, yeah,
wait,
yeah.
What song
it's
is
like,
that?
Shut it in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then she I don't even know what, and she's like she hulks up her throat and spits.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, maybe I'm judging too much just on that one instance, and I could be, but I hate that. Like every time I hear that, I'm like, oh, don't do that, man.
She hocked the loogie.
And yeah.
And they made.
I hate that.
That was a major part of the music video too.
The music video, and then she like spits it out, and it like doesn't it come towards the camera or something like that? Yeah, that like
Did
to
she
me
swallow
personally,
it back in?
Personally, like I get grossed out by that because I'm just like Missy Elliott, please don't do that.
Yeah,
like,
I hawk like, loogies all the time, man. We can't kick it too much.
I don't know, man. Like I get turned off by that, but you know.
On the rock side, what videos do we have recently? Anything that stood out?
I don't know, like Lady Gaga. I haven't seen all her videos,
what?
But
That's
I
not
always
rock? That's house.
Well, I haven't seen all her videos, but, like, I just feel like video-wise, like, people always talk about how inventive she is.
She does have really good videos. I say that. She's in that pop spectrum
and
at this
point. And then Beyonce and all them.
Do you think, because undoubtedly she will surpass Madonna.
How so?
Just in terms...
How would you grade someone surpassing, though? Like, how do you do that now?
In terms of, you know... People always, I mean, the comparisons were there like crazy.
Yeah.
While you know, Lady Gaga was on the way up or whatnot.
But remember, they did that with Britney as well.
They compared it to Madonna?
Uh-huh.
Who in the fuck
Yeah, that's
do
when
that?
They did that kiss.
They're doing
on the VMAs, both together.
See, that,
and they're kissing
pretty much at this
other.
Time, everyone, any female is going to be compared to Madonna.
Compared
that
to Madonna, because Madonna is the quote-unquote pinnacle or whatnot.
Britney fell hard, dude.
Goodness gracious. See, I was already ignoring MTV. Back when
sorry,
the
you can
kiss
still
happened.
all they have is right now on MTV is that Jersey Shore.
See, but
I'm
you
shocked.
Know what,
they
you know what irritates
Britney
me, like
Madonna.
The kiss and stuff. Like, I mean, that's fine that they did it. Whatever, who cares? They're just looking for attention. Mm. But it's like never about the music. Why does it have to be about like, oh, Britney kissed Madonna? You know, like, I mean, I understand like the whole ploy, like it gets people talking because that was the main thing. Like the next morning, everyone was like, oh my god, did you see Britney kiss Madonna? And like it was like the big water cooler talk and stuff like that, or whatever people want to talk about it, you know. And like I just would rather love it if someone just did like a great performance or something, be like, oh man, did you see that performance last night by Britney? That was great, you know, or something.
Are you annoyed that they did the kiss or that people talked about the kiss?
That people talked about it, but I think that the kiss is like kind of irrelevant. It's kind of like they just did it just to get attention.
Yeah, but the performance sucked.
Yeah. That's the whole thing, though. But then people remember
of, but
the
that was,
kiss.
But that was part of the performance,
it's
though.
It's the same
that
thing with, like, the Super Bowl thing when Janet's boobie came out.
You're really Justin pissed Timberlake, off about that. You're
was
like,
that on purpose or not?
It had to been. If you rewatch it, Justin Timberlake leans over and grabs, like, that area of her and the fabric and rips it off on that one boobie.
It's like, what else would you have done?
And who gets and who gets in trouble with that? Not Justin. No one ever mentions anything about Justin. It's all about, like, oh, well, Janet showed her titty. Janet didn't even touch that area. It was Timberlake pulling it off.
That's what. That's always going to be that. That's the moment in history that you're going to remember for the rest of your life where there's an unjust society where, like, they didn't blame Justin enough. Fuck Justin. Why is he allowed to rip off some girl's titty cloth? And then gets in trouble. So you're basically saying that, like, the girl's always going to get in trouble no matter what the guy does.
It's true, though. It is definitely true. You rewatch that footage, it is him pulling it off her.
Let me ask you a question. Was Janet Jackson relevant at that time?
Not really.
Well, then I think she won.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? That's what people talk about. They don't even talk about the football game. They talk about Janet's boobie.
Most people don't watch it for the football game. Most people watch for the commercials.
No, but I think a lot of people got bets going on, and they're watching it to see the outcome and whatever.
No, I just remember the outrage seemed ridiculous. You know, I was with my children. And whatever, it's
because
like...
Because the media kept replaying it, though. The media kept replaying it. It was so quick.
Let's see that in reverse.
It was so quick that, like, you could have easily bypassed that, and the kid would have not really noticed.
Yeah.
But then they kept replaying and going in slow motion and, like, zooming in on the titty to show, like, to show her pasty.
They never zoomed in on the titty.
Yes, they did.
On TV?
Yes, they did. I don't know. I don't know, but...
Replays.
Maybe on
shows.
I can't guarantee, but I remember seeing a close-up of it because people wanted to know what was the pasty, and it was, like, the sun.
Yeah, it was like an earring or something.
I think it was like a pasty.
It was a pasty?
It was like...
It confused me. It's like, it didn't turn me on at all. I was just like, what the hell is on her?
But you know, they had to plan that. They had to have planned that.
I know it was planned.
But it's like, why do that? First of all, especially at the Super Bowl, do it in a music video or something.
Because she was irrelevant. I mean,
but that's the thing.
Tomorrow, P. Diddy will... do something like that. You know?
But, like, he's gonna pull the titty off.
Why can't it just?
Is he performing?
I can understand, like, doing gimmicks to a certain extent. Okay, like changing your name every year. Okay, who cares? but you know what? Like the whole thing
DJ
about
DJ Ski. Come on, man.
Like like Britney.
There's no other There's no
like,
other name that Puff Daddy
man.
Can go to. There's
you know what people were saying for a while. Back when
Puff D.
Chris Brown Puff D. Beat the shit out of Rihanna.
You gotta describe it like that.
Well, did you see the pictures? I mean, it's not just one slap. It's like
she got the shit beat out of her.
Back when it happened, if you remember, you know, for whatever reason, all the media outlets, you know, felt it was a story. And the following day, all the media outlets knew that a guy named Diddy made the gesture of telling both of them to please use one of his houses to mediate and talk. And a lot of people saw that as yet another
ploy for another his promotion. Attention.
It's just incredible. I mean, two people, you're not related to them. That's not your niece.
So does that mean when Jay-Z, when the people released his quote, was that a Jay-Z way of trying to get back at, you know how he's like, that Chris Brown better watch out. I'm going to beat his, like, he released a statement too.
No,
you think that's Jay-Z's way of coming back?
No.
Isn't Chris Brown from this area too?
Is he?
I think he did community service in Richmond.
Yeah, yeah. I think he is from Virginia. But,
way to represent.
But you got to keep in mind, Rihanna is signed to Jay-Z.
Yeah, okay.
You know, that's his artist.
So that's a legit,
It's legit, and it came like weeks after, and that's because they went to Jay-Z saying, you know, what have you guys said to her or whatever?
Yeah.
Like, what's your take? You know, how have you helped or what advice or some bullshit. But, you know, Jay-Z, come on. Jay-Z, a lot of people see him as an asshole or whatever. But that's a guy that, you know, you could tell he stays in his lane. He knows whatever. But, I mean, it was just odd to let the media know, by the way, you know, I invited them. A press release. You know, they could use my house to talk and work things out.
But, see, that whole incident, though, like, was unexpected. Like, no one knew that was going to happen. Whereas, the Super Bowl thing, that was planned. The kiss, that was planned.
Did they do that? Did they use the house?
No, I don't think so.
It's like, it's kind of like a Dr. Phil thing. Like whenever some celebrity has got some trouble, Dr. Phil's like, you know, I could help you with rehab, you know, or whatever he says. Like he just step right in. Like he wanted to help Britney.
Now that you said that, it seems like celebrity rehab has helped all these celebrities that, you know, wouldn't matter if it weren't for it.
I've never seen the show, but there is that show that where even like these old school celebrities that haven't been relevant for 10 years are like, I'm a coke addict, I need help. Yeah. Like it's like, I mean, I guess it's just a popular thing. Because also, that who was that lady, Amy Winehouse?
Because everyone,
she had that rehab song, and then she was all messed up and went to rehab.
Really, if you were a down and out celebrity, and you need to get back into the game, and you needed to, you know, just get a little bit of notoriety, wouldn't you use that same exact path? It's a proven.
I mean, also
it's a proven
they're getting
business,
money for that too.
It's a proven business plan.
Well, it's like that celebrity fat loss thing too. The celebrity trim down or whatever it's called. They lose weight or something.
You get press release. You get more than 15 minutes fame back in there.
Dancing with the Stars. I mean, even everyone on Dancing with the Stars. Like, I don't really care about Bristol Palin.
Did you watch any of that? Any of that dance? I've never seen it. But
I'm gonna tell you one thing. I've never seen an episode of Dancing with the Stars, and
good
I've never
you.
Seen an episode of American Idol.
That's good.
Good.
I haven't
still
seen.
Have yet to see one episode.
That's very positive.
Is it?
What do you watch?
I think
then?
So. Because why would you want to watch Dancing with the Stars? There's no incentive to watch.
Well, I mean, I haven't had a television in my room for a very long time.
But you have internet.
I do have internet. On internet, man, I've caught up with a couple series that are kind of odd, but
because you watch Netflix, you can watch anything on
yeah.
there.
Yeah, I mean. I've seen every X-Files.
Yeah, there's free
you
Netflix.
That?
You've seen every X-Files?
Every
what?
Single one.
Are you serious?
I couldn't stop.
Dude,
I don't know what happened.
X-Files is a fucking good show, though.
David Duchovny, your Agent Mulder, that's my dude.
He's
that's
awesome.
My dude.
Do you watch Californication?
Yeah. I started watching it, so I guess I'm caught
because
up.
Of him, because of David Duchovny.
And this is all,
yeah, you
this
know,
is
I
all
said,
online?
If it's not broken, you know.
This is all online?
Yeah, all online.
So you don't need a TV these days, really.
And you know,
just
honestly.
Just to see live events, really.
Yeah, and I've really been watching a lot of UK television.
Really? Like what? Like Doctor Who?
Not Doctor Who. For whatever reason, I'm like, nah, I'm going to hold off on that one.
The original Office?
The original Office. Mm-hmm. Skins.
Skins? Now they made a new show that's on.
Yeah, on MTV. That seems like a hard show to be on. I mean, I don't know how the American version is going to be.
It's always going to be whatever.
It's always going to be inferior. Period to the UK version, and yeah,
know,
I'm talking
you,
to you, Office.
Did you think that the UK one UK Office was better than American Office?
Without a doubt.
Did you watch all of the Office? American?
No, just up to the
second season.
Wedding season, up to
oh,
that.
So
season.
That's pretty. You, oh, put, so you, watched you went pretty far with it.
Yeah, I went pretty far with it, and it's not that it's bad. And honestly,
it's not bad. I don't think it's bad.
It's not. It's like I think it's just the different ways, like the way that UK does syndication as opposed to the US.
How do they do it?
Like, in the UK, you can film a series, right, that's 6 episodes long.
Yeah.
And if it's good, it's syndicated. Period. In the US, I think they have a different system where every show is shooting for season 4 because then it's syndicated.
Yeah.
So all the stupid fucking plot lines and the cliffhangers and all of that nonsense, you don't find it in the UK. Because they have an idea for a story.
Yeah.
And they just tell you the story in 6 episodes. Or, you know, if the demand is high enough, you know, whatever. But it's like you don't find many shows that are more than 2 or 3 seasons because they don't need to be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In the U.S., I mean, they'll go to season 15, 16 if they get
it's all about the
show.
Money and they want to milk every little last drop.
Every little last drop.
I'm not saying that that's bad. I'm not saying that's bad.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's bad.
If the quality goes down, then it's bad.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like,
or jump the shark.
I'm going to it's not bad to get paid money. To make something great.
Exactly. I should say that
but
too.
But I do understand if you're going to invest all that time and all the characters and all that development, you don't want to have them for only 6 episodes. You know, but obviously, like you said, if there's more demand, they'll stretch that out.
Exactly. They'll stretch it out because, you know, even here, they'll write something. They don't know if it's going to stick or not.
Yeah. Sometimes it's gone after two
exactly.
episodes.
If it sticks, they'll write more or whatnot. But I don't know. It's like, I think the approach of just, you know, they're shooting for long and they're watering down a lot of things just to make it stretch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, I don't know. I like it pure.
I understand that. But also I'm like thinking long term too. It's good to think like longevity, you know, to see how far this is going to last.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does that mean you don't watch?
But I do like appreciate how the story is not watered down it.
Because, yeah, I think they shot the series. It was an explosive hit, The Office or whatever. Yeah. And just that whole mockumentary type of whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, it did revolutionize a lot of shit. They came back for another season with that intention. We're going to shoot one more series and that's it. And the demand was so high that they shot like a 2-hour Christmas special or something. But they were like, yo, fuck off. We don't.
we're done.
Yeah, we're not franchising this shit.
So the UK Office only went for how many seasons?
Two full seasons and a Christmas special. But the thing I like about it is that it was intentional. That's what they wanted. It's like, that was like some rock star shit.
And it ended on the good note where they wanted it to end.
Where they wanted it to. And not, you know, a network saying, man, you can squeeze out 4 more seasons, so do it. Write it and shoot it.
See, I wonder what's going on with the American Office now, because, like, Michael Scott is leaving.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if they're going to continue it or if, like, Dwight's going
to
have his own show.
Honest,
who knows?
To be honest, like, the American Office, it kind of stabilized. Once it was up, that first season was
so just plateaued.
No, what I'm saying is that the takeoff wasn't good.
Yeah,
and if you remember, like the ratings.
Yeah, the first. Yeah, people were. You know, people.
It was like so.
Going into The Office, I thought it was gonna be like Office Space. I was all big in Office Space.
Yeah,
it was completely different.
It was completely different, but see, NBC was like, "Fuck this, we're not letting this fail."
Yeah,
it can't.
And that second season really blew up, man.
Yeah. The really second season,
they went for it. You know.
I don't know what they did with the writing or whatever, but it was season 2 forward that it was like, yeah, I like the show. And you get addicted, and then you start liking characters.
Yeah.
But the UK Office. I mean, it was unapologetic. It's like almost uncomfortable to watch sometimes.
Yeah, that's what
awkward.
It was.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ricky Gervais is going to be on the new season of The Office.
The U.S. one?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Is he going to be the new Bond?
Well, there's no release of what that they just know he's going to be there.
That's pretty
cool.
Oh, so
he's picking up after Steve Carell.
There's the possibility. I'm not Mr. Hollywood Reporter or something like that.
Yeah.
But like I know he's going to be there. I can't say what he's going to be. But if who knows? That might be sick. If they're looking for someone,
rev up the American Office.
But I think what the first thing they want to do is have Michael Scott and Ricky meet to see. You know, that'll be interesting.
Yeah,
that would be. That would be. But, cool. I mean, I'm assuming Ricky would just be like a new character, not the character he was in the UK.
I don't know. That might be interesting, too, man. A Dunder Mifflin in the UK.
Well, I mean, that's
what it was, right?
Yeah.
Were they actually called Dunder Mifflin? Because I only saw a few episodes.
What if it's like a competing paper company?
From the UK?
Yeah.
Nah, they probably shouldn't mesh the two plot lines.
So just a new character whatsoever?
Yeah, just some new guy. Because I've never seen a bigger douchebag than Ricky Gervais' character in the UK Office.
Did you see Ricky Gervais host the Golden Globes?
Man, I missed it. I really wanted to see it. Did he just rip on everyone?
He ripped everyone. I don't even... And also, there's a certain point where, like, I was wondering about him because...
You're like,
there was, like, a good, honest to God, out of the whole show, there's a good 40 minutes where he was just completely gone from the show.
And it was after he said something.
Yeah, and it was after he said something pretty like insulting.
Yeah,
and then
that's
like
just how he gets down.
But there was like you could tell like whoever's pulling the strings behind the scenes were like, hey man, you gotta sit out for a while.
Yeah,
like
especially when the leader or whoever the head of the foreign press who was in charge like comes out and does a speech but says a comment like, oh yeah, Ricky, next time we look for a host next year, we're gonna look for someone else. Like he makes a comment like that.
Yeah.
I was like, holy crap, dude, just cutting everyone left.
It was
left
like
and
right. Cut hard, dude. And even when I personally thought this was funny, but when he introduced Bruce Willis, he said that this is Ashton Kutcher's dad.
Oh yeah. Oh. Ouch.
I personally thought that was pretty. That was like one of the very tame jokes of his, but I thought it was like pretty funny.
Let's look up a transcript of that, sir.
I
want
to see. I would really like to see the whole thing.
Oh man.
And you know, I'm pissed that I couldn't that day.
I wonder if people watched it, like the word got out, like, you know, via Twitter or just people calling up, but people be like, man, you got to watch Golden Globes. Ricky's like tearing it up.
Well, there was, you know, people, instead of calling people, now everyone just tweets.
Tweets, yeah.
But people were like, there was one half of people saying like, wow, why is everyone so serious on the Golden Globes? Or there was, you know, the other side of that too. People were saying Ricky was funny as hell.
Like Robert Downey Jr., I forget exactly how Ricky delivered it, but he basically, like, slammed, like, Robert Downey Jr. like being in jail and into drugs and stuff, like just blatantly, like to it's his like, face
it's like,
too.
It's like he was like, you guys might remember our next presenter from Iron Man 2 and Sherlock Holmes, but I'd like to remember him from Betty Ford Clinic. And
but it was like funny, but then also it was like pretty harsh because like. RDJ's like coming right up to the stage. It is all true, but it's like, dude, do you really want to be reminded of that when you're coming right up to the stage?
It was like when he was saying Sylvester Stallone, he was like, this next presenter is known for making one movie or something like that, but it was something really harsh about his like career. But you could see when Stallone walked out that he was just like, he felt like a dumbass.
Look,
he's not smart enough to do anything.
Everyone you just mentioned is I'm a fan of. Big time. Bruce Willis, that's my dude. Robert Downey Jr., I just love that guy. I don't know why. Sylvester Stallone. I mean, you know, these are our flicks. I love those guys. But it's like every single celebrity that gets reminded that they're just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I love it. And it's like no one is better fit for that job than Ricky Gervais.
That's true.
The balls, though, man, in that room.
Yeah.
In that room.
Surrounded by
everybody,
all of them.
Everybody, too.
Doesn't care.
It's like all that Hollywood elite, though. But you know that there's going to be someone out for your head.
There's
going to
be repercussions.
Like
there's opportunities that now he doesn't have anymore.
But also, it's like, well, he's... Oh, yeah, he also made a comment about Steve Carell leaving The Office. He said something about, like, good job, Steve. Now our cash cow is out. So, thank you.
Yeah.
But it's like, I guess maybe because, he can go back to the UK.
He always has, like, an option B or something.
Or, like,
I don't
maybe
know.
He just... It's kind of impressive how he just doesn't give a shit about kissing
that's
anyone's
balls,
ass.
Man.
Yeah.
He said, like, the only... He said the reason why, they bribed, basically, Angelina Jolie and Johnny Depp to be at the show by having the movie The Tourist nominated for something just so they can get, like, star power on the show. I was like, damn, man. Good job. But also harsh. But it's not like it's... You know, it's not like
it's
he's
all,
lying.
It's all true comments, but it's like all those people are put on a pedestal every day that you know that they don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want to hear about their pitfalls and like the one thing that can tear them down.
It's just nice. It's nice to see those pedestals, you know,
just tumble,
just kicked out from under them.
And
it's
also
nice.
And it's also like pretty and crazy that it's like right before they like come on stage.
Yeah.
Like it's,
see, that's
you know,
what it's so. It's like, oh,
and
now
it's
he
like
has to come out.
Literally, they're
man.
Like 10 feet away from each other at that point.
He's
and they
shameless.
Just walk up to the microphone.
He's shameless. And he'll look at them in the face and like just back away laughing at them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, damn, I want to see it now. I'm going to be on YouTube.
You're gonna be just go. I don't even know if they're gonna broadcast. If they can have clips.
Somebody
on
must have like the best of his moments.
It's not on Hulu. Why won't they? Should be on someplace.
I don't. It's
it was
somewhere.
Pretty. It was pretty devastating, man. And then at the end, he like thanked God for making him an atheist. I was like, Jesus.
I was like, dude. And it was like got in on the
dude,
very last.
That was
second.
The last thing you hear.
He's like, thank you for joining us tonight.
I want to thank God for making me an atheist. Good night.
You know, it's like that kind of goes to a lot of people have the opinion that the best comics on earth are British. I've heard. Have you ever heard that?
I also think because
I don't know. There's like
they come
fat
at
ones
they come at it at a different angle, and also their delivery is very different than American style.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it's so like just it's quick, but it's also there's a layer of intellect to it. So it's like oh blah 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 blah, and if you miss a joke, you're fucked.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's like you have to catch it. It's like catching jokes, but when you get them, they're genius.
They seem to be just really straightforward, raw. I don't know. I like it.
I'm a huge fan of like British comedy. Like,
yeah,
I love
too.
Because also their vocab is huge and like just
they're
the way they
like bloody.
Yeah, it's like oh yeah, that was rowdy raunchy. Now it's like just the way they can like deliver things. I've always actually, you know, to tell you the truth, I've always tried to have a bit of that in the way I do a little bit of my comedy. But the thing is no one's really gonna get it. So I just laughed to myself. that's just like the goal, to have that the British comedy, and their vocab is crucial. I wish I had that vocab.
Yeah.
Just the way they do it, always makes it because there's a bit of sophistication that it sounds like a joke, but it doesn't sound. It sounds like it's
and they can
smart.
Just the thing about Ricky is that he can just sit there and smile, like as he delivers it, and it's like the lighthearted blow, but it's like a huge ass blow that he can just be like, ha ha ha.
And there's
take it out like that.
There's another episode. Thank you for joining us, Carlos.
Oh.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Hope you had a good time. Carolyn.
I loved it.
My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
See you later, Carlos. See you later, Carolyn.
See you later. Good night, Internet.
That's right. Good night, Internet. Stay positive.